Acts 17, verse 22, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar to this with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art of man's device. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. Whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead." Can you say amen? Amen of the Lord's word. You may be seated. Praise God. I want to preach this morning from verse number 27. If your Bible is still open, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. I want to preach to us this morning on, he's not far from any of us. He is not far from any of us. You may feel like God is far away from you. You may feel like God is 1,000 or million miles away from you. But I want to ask you a question. Have you reached for him? There are people that feel like God is far away, but if they can ever get themselves to just reach out, they'll find out he's right there. There have been times in my life, I've seen times in others' life where they was convinced God is so far away, he'll never hear my prayer. If you just reach out, if you reach out, even though he seems so far away, he's really just right there. Now I want to preach this morning on God is not far from any of us. How far is it back to him? How far is it back to living for God? How far is it back home? He's right there. He's right where we are. Somebody wrote a song, was a very popular song of years ago, and the song said, he was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time, said, I was trying to, you know, run. I was trying to do all this. I was trying to convince myself, but he was just there all the time. I'd like for the Lord to help me to preach to us this morning. I feel like there may be somebody that feels like God is far away. God is, you know, long ways off. And I come with a challenge to you this morning, because God is not very far from any one of us. Paul is standing here in Athens. He is waiting on them to come to meet him. He's waiting actually on Silas and Timothy. And while he's waiting, he goes around and he starts looking at all of the different idols in Athens. And they was the type of people that worshipped all kinds of gods. and worship many gods. There's also religions that are alive and thriving in our day and hour, where you can worship all kinds of gods. Matter of fact, it's going to be a great push in the Antichrist kingdom, just as long as you accept everything and everyone. But Jesus is the only way. And they had all these different idols and all of them, and all these strange gods and everything. The matter of fact, the Bible said the Athens was a type of people. They wanted to hear or tell something new. If they could hear or tell something new, that's what they lived for, just something new. And so Paul's walking around there, and he sees this altar to the unknown God. He stands right there and begins to preach and tells these men, said, "This is the God that I want to preach to you today." This unknown God said, "You're worshiping him ignorantly," but said, "He's the one that made the earth. He's the one that made heaven. He's the one that made all that is in it." He said, "He's the one that gives us breath." He said, "It's in him that we move and breathe and have our being." He said, "He's the one that has appointed times, and he's the one that has appointed the bounds of the habitation." Said, "He's the one I want to preach to you." "And what about this God?" Said, "He ain't very far from any one of us, if we'll reach after him." I can see people saying God is so far away. But the reason God seems so far away is we haven't reached for him. We hadn't reached out for him. We hadn't cried out to him. God's not that far away if we'll reach for him. So where is God? The Bible said, "Haply they might feel after him and find him." Where is God? Where is this hidden God? Where is the invisible God? Where is my mama's God? Where's the God that they preach about? Where's the God of the Bible? Where's the God of miracles? Where's the God that can work for me? Where is God, you may say? Where is he? Amen. Job said, "I looked on my right hand and I couldn't find him." And said, "Left hand," he said, "I go before and can't find him." And I'm going to read it to you. It's that scripture where he said, "He knows the way that I take." He said, "I go forward, but he's not there. I go backward and cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." Where is God? Where is God in your life? Where is the God that answers prayer? God does answer prayer. God does do miracles. God does move for us. But where is God? Excuse me. Where is he at? The psalmist said in Psalms 10 and 1, "Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Excuse me. And hidest thou thyself in times of trouble when I need you, Lord? Where are you at?" Psalms 13 and 1 said, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?" Psalms 22 and 1, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?" Where are you, God? Have you ever said that in your life? Have you ever said, "Where are you, Lord? I need you now. I need you in my life. I need you." Paul stands there and he said, he's not far from any one of us. I want to preach to you this morning, he's not far from any of us. There's not an individual, there's not a human, there's not a brother or sister that is searching for God, that will reach out for God, that will not find that he's right there. Amen. There have been men that was in the darkest dungeon that reached for God and found he was there. There was men that was in the belly of a well that reached for God and found that he was right there. Amen. The Bible said, the psalmist said, "Whither shall I go from thy presence, and whither shall I flee from thy presence, O God?" He said, "You know my downsetting, and you know my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts." Said, "You compass my path and my lying down, acquainted with all of my ways." We serve an omnipresent God. You know what omnipresent means? He's everywhere at the same time. He's not just here this morning and not in Kentucky or not in Virginia or not in Africa or wherever. He's everywhere. He inhabits heaven and earth. Amen. And men go their whole life and never feel God, but do they reach for God? Said, I haven't felt God in a long time. Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you truly reached for God? You'll find when you reach for God that He's not very far from any one of us. There have been those that have been on the wrong path and get themselves in trouble, find themselves in a bad situation or maybe an accident, and call out to God and find that He's right there. There have been saints of God that have been in a low valley, amen, and made it through and turned around and looked and saw only one set of footprints. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And they found out, oh, He didn't leave me. Amen. He actually carried me. He was closer to me then than I ever dreamed possible. Where is God? He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's here this morning. He's everywhere anyone will reach for Him. He said, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. He said, there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid Thine hand upon me. He said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. He said, whither shall I go from Thy presence? Whither shall I go from Thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? Jonah said, I'm going to get on a ship and I'm going to get away from the presence of God. But the Bible said the Lord sent out a great wind and, amen, the ship was about to be sunk. Oh, God was still there. He went down. He went to Joppa and going to Tarshish, amen, to flee from the presence of God, but he found out that God was there. Hallelujah. They threw him overboard and the Bible said the Lord had prepared a great fish. Jonah knew that God was everywhere. And Jonah, you know those men that threw Jonah overboard? Those men that threw him overboard, to them it was ultimate death. To them it was suicide for him to say, throw me overboard, jump over in this raging sea, you'll surely die. But to Jonah, he was serving the God that was omnipresent, the God of miracles, and he knew. He said, you throw me overboard, you're really putting me in the hand of God, and He can do with me whatever He wants to do. And the Bible said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Amen. He was in the fish's belly 3 days and three nights. Praise God, but God was there, and I want you to know if you'll reach for God. He said, I cried unto God from the belly of the well. Amen. From the belly of hell I cried unto Him. Hallelujah. And God heard Him. If I ascend up to heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thine hand lead me and Thy right hand hold me. I'm telling you this morning, no matter where your life is, no matter where your situation is, no matter how dark it is, no matter what, amen's going on in your life, if you'll reach for God, you'll find He's not very far from any one of us. He's right close by us. Isn't that a wonderful thought that God is near? Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about, that God is near? I remember a preacher friend of mine telling me that they was went and preached at this church and said they put them in a Sunday school room to stay, had a bed made up there, said there was no windows in that room. And said he had two little girls and said he got there in that little room and said they laid the girls down and it was pitch black, dark black. And he said here in just a little while he felt these little hands on the bed, you know, feeling. And said, come up, said, finally found him, you know, and said, touched his face. He said, baby, do you need anything? She said, no, daddy, I just need to know you're here. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, hallelujah, sometimes you can't see God, but you can feel after Him. And you can find that He's right there. Amen. Sometimes it might be dark and you can't see your way around, but if you can just feel after Him, amen, you'll find that He's not far from any one of us. I can think about times in my life where I felt like there was no way I could make it. But if I reached for God, I found out that He was right there. It might have been too dark for me to see, but if I just reached out for Him, I knew that He was right there. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 23 and 23, I am a God at hand. Hallelujah. I'm a God at hand. In other words, I'm right here. I'm right beside you. I'm a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God far off. Hallelujah. Can any man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the
Lord. Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God's not far from any one of us. No matter your need this morning, if you'll reach for God, you say, I'm lost. I'm away from God. Amen. My life's upside down. I'm far, far away. There's no way I'm far from God. How far are you from God? I'm going to tell you, if you'll reach out for God, you'll find out that He's standing right there beside you. Amen. That He's very near, saying, I'm here to help. I'm here to deliver. Amen. I'm here to move. I'm right here. God is not far from any one of us if we'll just reach out after Him. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm a God at hand. I'm a God at hand. I'm right here. Paul's standing on this hill with a bunch of heathens that know nothing about God, but they're serving Him ignorantly. He said, this unknown God, he said, he's really nice. He's right here among us if you'll just reach after Him. He tells these people that don't even know God, he said, this God is right among us if you'll just reach after Him, if you'll reach out for Him, if you'll reach to Him. God help us this morning to reach to Him. If you have a need this morning, you reach out. Somebody wrote a song and said, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Hallelujah. He was near blind Bartimaeus when he cried out. Praise the Lord. He was near that woman with the issue of blood when she pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of His garment. The Bible said in Psalms 145:18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth, hallelujah, to fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Thank God that He's nigh. Thank God that He's near. Thank God that He's not very far away. Maybe you say, man, God's so far away. God is so far from me, so far in this situation. I don't feel His presence. If you'll reach out for Him, if you'll reach out to Him, you'll feel Him. You'll find Him, you'll feel His presence. Amen. Reach out for Him. Seek Him. The Bible said, amen, if we'll feel after Him, seek Him. If you'll seek Him, He stands here on this Athens in Mars Hill and said, if you'll seek God, said, you'll find out that He's not very far from any one of us. I want to tell you right here at Old Pass Tabernacle this morning, if you'll seek God, you'll find out that He's not very far away from you. If you'll reach out to Him, you'll find out that He is near. Amen. If you reach out to God, you'll find out that He's right close by. Amen. Jonah found out that all he had to do was reach out to God, and God gave him another chance. The Bible said the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. What was it? God wasn't very far away. God's not very far away this morning either. The Bible said in Deuteronomy, when Moses is telling the children of Israel, and they're getting ready to go in this promised land, everything's going great and wonderful. Everything's good. He said, you're going to have children, and your children are going to have children. They're going to have children. He said, and the generations are going to go on. And he said, they're going to forget me. He said, and they're going to forget the Lord. Moses said, after generations go by, said, they're going to forget God. Ain't that something, how we can forget so easily what God's done for us? He said, they're going to make graven images, and they're going to do all these things, and they're going to provoke me to anger. He said, and Moses said, I'm calling heaven and earth to witness this day. He said, you'll perish from off this land that you go in to possess. Said, God will take you out of this land. He said, you'll be utterly destroyed because you forgot God. He said, they'll make graven images, and he said, they'll bow down to them, and said, they'll call them God. And he said, when that happens, he said, God's going to judge you. And he said, He's going to scatter you among the nations. Moses is standing here looking at these people fixing to go in the promised land. I'm preaching on He's not far from any one of us. And he's telling them, he said, I know everything's going good right now. He said, but there's going to come a day when your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, they're going to forget God. And he said, when they do that, he said, I want you to know this as a witness. You write it down in the book. He said, God's going to destroy them, and He's going to send them all. He's going to scatter them all across the world. And he said, you'll be left few in number. And he said, you'll be among the heathen whither the Lord shall take you. He said, there you shall serve their gods, and you're the work of men's hand, wood and stone, all these things. But verse 29, he said, but, come on church, I'm preaching on He's not far from any one of us. He said, all this is going to happen. God's going to take those people. He said, even though they're his people, he's going to turn his back on them. He said, he's going to scatter them in far lands. He said, you're going to go among people you don't even know. He said, you're going to do things you wish you wouldn't have done. Be made. You're going to be servants and slaves. But listen to this verse of scripture. I'm preaching on, he's not far from any one of us. He said, but if from fits, in other words, in that land where I've taken you because you've been so evil, from fits, if you seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. Hallelujah. Moses is standing here telling these people, he said, God's going to scatter you because of your sin. But said, when you get down there, if you seek God, you'll find him. Why? Way off in that strange land. Yes, way off in that strange land where Daniel was. The Bible said Daniel purposed in his heart, amen, that he would not defile himself. Daniel was in a strange land. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in a strange land. But was the Lord very far away? He showed up in the fiery furnace. Come on, somebody. I said he showed up in the fiery furnace. I'm talking about he's not very far away. I can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Where's God now? Where is God when we need him? Where's God right now? Hallelujah. Where is he? He is not very far from any one of us. The Bible says, amen, that Nebuchadnezzar looked in that fiery furnace, hallelujah, and said, didn't we cast three men bound into this fire? Said, I see four men loose, amen, and walking around, and said, the fourth is the form of the Son of God. How did he get there? He was there all the time. Hallelujah. How did he get here in this fiery furnace? He was here all the time. Amen. Somebody wrote a song. You might have heard it. Amen. Said Mama. Amen. Told me the story in the Bible long ago about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How they was thrown into the fire. Amen. The flame. And said, amen. The fourth man said, I said, Mama, wait a minute. There's one thing that I must know. If three men went in and three men came out, then where'd that fourth man go? Hallelujah. And the songwriter said, I never will forget it. While she danced across the floor. And these are the words I heard her say while shouting through the door. Come on, church. Said he's still in the fire. And he's walking in the flames. And he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name. If you reach out for God, he's right there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego may have been in a strange land. They may have been in the fire furnace. But he's not far from any one of us. He said, if you get down there in that strange country, if you get down there and you're all these things are going wrong and bad and all this, if you will seek after God, you'll find him. I got thinking about this last night. And it might not mean that much to you. But you got people you're praying for that, man, God, how in the world? Praise God, all they have to do is reach out and he's standing right beside them. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He's there, right there. Right there, faithful. Hallelujah. When you're young, nobody's around, he's still right there. When nobody knows, he's still right there. He's right beside our lost children, our lost families. He's right there. He's not far from any one of us. He's God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's at the North Pole, just like he's right here. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. There's no place that he's not at. Where can you go where God's not at in the dungeon, in the darkest place? Y'all probably heard of, maybe haven't heard of, but there's a man that used to preach in the campuses. He's up around Tulsa now. Goes there to Claremore Church. His name's Jim Gillis. Probably heard his testimony. He's in a rock concert. And said that rock and roll singer said Jesus couldn't even save nobody here, I think the story was. Said Jesus said something got to pricking on him. Said he knelt down right there and said, God save me. Said he said the Lord saved me in the rock and roll concert when the lead singer said Jesus couldn't save me and got up and came a preacher, preached the gospel. I don't know if he's still preaching or not. Praise God, made a bunch of people mad. Maybe that was his calling or whatever. But I'm serious. He's not far from any one of us. I'm telling you, in the darkest dungeon, somebody reach out and they'll find God right there. Somebody in the pit of despair, reach out. They'll find God right there. In the nick of time, He is not far from any one of us. He said, you go in that strange land. Amen. I scatter you down there. He said, if you from thence seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him. If thou seek Him with all thine heart and with all thy soul. If you seek for God this morning, you'll find out He's real close by. The Bible said Joseph was sold a slave into Egypt, went down to Potiphar's house, and the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. Come on, somebody. Potiphar's wife lied on him. They threw him in the dungeon. And the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. He's not far from any one of us. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel this morning in this service. As I come to a close, we'll get Sister Bethany to help us on the piano. We're going to pray. Maybe somebody would like to pray this morning. I feel like somebody says, God, where are you at? You're so far from me. You're so far away in this situation. And I come to preach to you this morning, He is right there. You reach out to God, God's right there. Brother, sister, mom and dad, how far can a child go and get away from God? I can tell you they go to the ends of the earth. But if they'll reach out for Him, He's right there. How far can you go, friend? A prison, a dungeon, where you can't find God? A dark alley? Foreign country, foreign land? Hallelujah, Jesus. How far can you go in your life? How deep can you go in sin? How far can you go and you say, God will never forgive me, God will never save me? After I disobeyed God, I've had people tell me, God will never forgive me. He's so far now, I don't even know if He'll listen. Friend, you just reach out to Him. He's right there. Paul is standing in a bunch of in the midst of people that knew nothing about God. They knew nothing about God. And he said, this God that I'm preaching to you, he said, He's not far from any one of us if haply we'll feel after Him and find Him. And I want to preach to you today, and I'm done preaching this morning. God's close to you. He's closer than you could ever imagine. You say, I've went too far. I've gone so far. How far is God from me, preacher? He's not far from any one of us. Is there anybody here this morning that could testify? Could I find a witness in this house this morning and say, when I reached for God, my low estate, I found that He was right there. I know you stand right here and you think, man, all the steps I've traveled from where I was with God, when I left Him, when I went astray, when I left God, look how far I've come. I got to go all the way back so I can find God. Friend, today, all you got to do is reach out. All you have to do is reach out. Take Him by the hand. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's right with us. He's among you this morning. He's with you this morning. Can you stand together with me? You need God in your life. You need God in your marriage, in your family, in your children, your situation. How far is God from me, preacher? How far is He from my situation? How far is He from us? Could you reach for Him this morning? Do you have enough strength to reach out to Him this morning? Do you have enough strength just to reach for Him? Do you have enough strength just to reach out? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. No one looking around. Send a friend this morning. God still loves you. My friend this morning, how far is it back to God? It's He'll just reach to you. He'll help you. If you'll just reach to the Lord, He'll make a way. He's not far from anyone else. He's omnipresent. He's right beside you this morning. He's dealing with your heart this morning. Saying, come unto me. Are you that laboring or heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Anyone here this morning, you say, preacher, pray for me. I feel like God's far from me. Would you pray for me? Would you pray for my family? Would you? We need prayer. I need prayer this morning. I wouldn't want to embarrass you. No one looking around you. Step your hand up. Put it down. Pray for me. Yes, sir. I see that hand. Yes, sir. Anyone else? Yes, sir. God sees you. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord's dealing with you this morning. Maybe you'd like to pray. Maybe you need to come. Maybe husband and wife, oh, they need to come. You need to pray. I'd like to pray with you this morning. He's not far from you. I know He seems so far away. I know it seems like you've walked a long road to get where you are. If you listen to this preacher, He's not far away. His presence is near. Would you come pray this morning? The Lord's dealing with you. I'm not here to embarrass you, but I want you to get help. I'm not here to put you down, or I want you to get help. The Lord has help for you. The Lord has help for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He was there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the time.
Why don't you come? Why don't you come pray this morning?
Patiently.
Lord.
In love.
Come on, my Lord's dealing with you this morning. Why don't you come on with me? Come on. Why don't you bring your family? Come on. You need help from God this morning. I can't help you, but God can. He's not far away. I need God. I need you to help me. Reach out for Him. Reach out and find Him right there. Reach out and find Him. Just like the little baby in the bedroom where it's all dark. Your hands are patting around. You're feeling after God this morning. You'll find out He's there.
He was there.
Others are coming. They're coming this morning. There's those that need help this morning. Why don't you come? I want to pray with you this morning. I'd like to pray with you this morning.
Hallelujah. He was there.
I'd like to pray with you this morning. Bless you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He was there.
You need prayer this morning. You need to seek God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He was there.
You need prayer. Come on, I want to pray with you this morning. I want to pray for your family. I'd like to lay my hands on you and pray for you this morning. The Lord needs to help you this morning. You need help from God this morning. He's not very far away.
Lord.